Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Dungeoneers, welcome to another exciting adventure of the Hammer Crawl Comedic Actual Play Podcast. I'm your host and Hammersmith NPC. This next set of three longer format live audience episodes was recorded this past March at the GameStorm Convention here in Portland, Oregon. Thank you to the convention staff who not only allowed us to record there, but also joined in as players of the game. And thanks as well to all the players, the audience, and the good folks who helped us manage the event. It was an excellent time for us, and we're looking forward to coming back next year. If you want to know more about the game, its process, and our future events, check us out at hammercrawl.com. And if you want to join us at GameStorm next year, check them out at gamestorm.org. Anyway, enough gab. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl. This is our first time recording here at GameStorm.
Woo!
Yeah! GameStorm!
A little right on.
It's okay.
Oh. Tears in the eyes. We're all
choked up. You can't breathe water.
Unless you're a merman.
We are at GameStorm.
Cure light wounds.
Yeah, cure light wounds. Okay, great. Much appreciated. Hammer Crawl started at GameStorm several years ago as a way to pass time between games. And then it sort of became something that I was encouraged to keep running and finally turned into this podcast. And it's been a lot of fun. So this is the first show we've ever done at GameStorm. And we have a great opening cast. I am your Hammersmith NPC. And I'm just going to kick it off. Going to my right here. Introduce yourself. Introduce once again your pronoun. And tell us what character you're going to be playing.
I'm Sarah McNaughton. I use she, her pronouns. And I'm playing Belinda Carbuckle. She is your cleric this evening and is 97 and a half years old. I don't remember much. What was that?
Yeah. I'm Aaron. Aaron Bowman. He pronouns.
I'm playing Aloysius Wrinkle Snort Esquire the Third. Half orc berserker and a fucking hell of a cart maker, if I don't say so myself.
I'm Matt Buckley. He is my pronoun. I'm playing Missy. No last name, no middle name, no title. Missy. I'm an elder. I'm a dwarven defender. I'm a very proud dwarven defender. I come from a long line of dead dwarven defenders.
Dwarf ride.
I prefer to ride catapults into battle because I'm an artillerist. Yeah, that's about it.
Name's Rodney. He and I'm playing a magic user, human, and her name is Bellatronix the Magnificent.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Mellatronix?
Bellatronix.
Mellatronix.
Bell with a B.
Bellatronix.
Yeah. Bellatronix.
Two X's.
Okay. This is actually a very well-rounded group here.
Yeah.
It's very unusual for this game.
Are you talking about my
weight? She's a 16-year-old magic user, and she also works part-time as an architect.
Magnus focusing. There we go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, one very important aspect, part of the Hammercraw procedure is the concept of player roles and character roles. One of you, as a player, is the leader of the group.
Missy.
Missy.
Of course.
All right. You can add the leader to your title.
All right. Missy, comma, the leader. So, there Missy, as the leader, your responsibility today is to, whenever the group starts arguing about what to do, you are responsible for telling me what they're actually going to do.
I will mount because them onto a catapult and let go.
In Hammercrawl, the group moves as a group.
Yes.
And it doesn't move until the leader says so. So, welcome to the world of responsibility. Next, someone needs to be a mapper. I have to draw a map.
Belinda.
I can't see. But I can blind sketch.
There you go. Just keep track of whatever I tell you and illustrate it in whatever glorious way that you wish to add to the records of the Hammercrawl annals. Next, someone needs to be the lightkeeper. You're not necessarily responsible for carrying the torch, but you as a player are responsible for keeping track of who has what light going at any one time.
Yeah, I'll do that. I don't mind.
Yeah, Aloysius.
Okay, pass him the light sheet.
Nice.
There you go. Those are measured in turns.
Yep.
And finally, the last player, you get to be the loot tracker.
Loot tracker.
Yep.
Got it.
Fantastic.
That's now, musical
if
instrument.
You need assistance with some of the Hammercrawl rules, I've made these class-specific helper sheets up here.
Okay.
Hammercrawl is basically old-school D&D. Trimmed down a little bit to be approachable to new players. It is a game in progress. Let me know what you think. At hammercrawl.com. Thank you very much. All right, so party leader, we get to decide the name of your group. As with everything, it's random. Roll me a D10.
4.
Okay. Why are you called the Fangs of Hodietzir?
Is that for him or for all of us?
I'm asking the leader. Oh. Or did the leader choose the name? Did you inherit the name? Where did that come from? Anybody can chime in on this if you wish.
I thought it was just because he lost a bet when we were at the bar. So, you know.
That's the story that I've told everyone. Fangs and Odysseus are actually the names of my two cave ferrets.
Cave ferrets?
Yes. Nice. The cave ferrets, it's a team. They pull my catapult that I ride into combat. Nuts. They don't like being called by their names, though.
And Map Maker, roll me a D10.
That's this one, right? Yes.
Yes.
All right, a 9. There's too much laughing.
So what is it that leads your group today into the dungeon of democratic necromancy?
That's a good question.
Yes.
It started 57 years ago when I lost my dignity.
Yeah.
In this dungeon. I think I left it there. With my sock.
Okay.
I might not have. It was a long time ago. 57 years.
Oh, God. All right. Well, let's move on. Your group is gathered together to help your party member, Belinda, the cleric. Who is your deity, by the way? There's a variety of deities you can choose from, or we can create a new one.
Well, I was talking one day, and the only one that would listen was Gazaltfuck, the slug god.
Gazaltfuck?
Gazaltfuck.
Oh, okay.
It's THCHK at the end.
Are you sure there's not a... Are you sure there's
the
not
K
a silent
is silent.
X? Yeah. I think there's a silent X in there.
Okay, well, excuse you. So yes. Your group is gathered together to follow your cleric back into the dungeon to recover your dignity and your sock.
Yes. Okay. My foot's cold.
You're okay.
For 57 years.
Yeah.
That's right.
It gets painful after a while. You don't know what it's like.
What it's like.
To adventure with only one sock. It chafes. The chainmail. There are blisters.
Okay. You have come back to where you
remember. Well, how good is your memory?
Not very.
Okay.
All right.
You find yourself standing before the entrance to the Dungeon of Democratic Necromancy.
Right on.
It appears to be a log cabin in the woods. Okay. And there's a nice little furry cat sitting out front.
Oh, excellent. I've been looking for a familiar. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
The cat runs away.
Oh.
I told you they don't like you. You smell real bad.
Hey.
There's a little bit of smoke rising from the chimney and the smell of bacon.
Ooh, bacon. Oh. I'm going in.
I will charge in.
Do you by chance say huzzah when you do this?
No.
Okay.
Onward!
I, on the other hand, brought cash. I don't need to charge it.
So, you know, Bella Tronics, she's on a keto diet, so she has to go in for the bacon.
That's right. Someone has chosen to enter the dungeon. Let's roll our first pool.
Nice.
It's a log cabin.
It is a basic dungeon at first.
Since it's democratic, can we vote on what's in there?
Yeah.
Only if you're dead.
Yeah. I think you have to be a necromancer to vote, though. It's-
yeah.
Done.
Nice.
Therefore, I will only heal myself.
All right. You charge forward and
bacon.
Hey.
No, bacon.
You quickly discover that the bacon was a lie. Uh-huh. As you run up the steps onto the front porch of this very small cabin, the wood begins to come apart.
Oh, no.
And with a loud crashing sound and a rumble of the earth, it starts to reassemble itself. Legs are now forming out of it. And it's taking a few moments to do a little bit more reconfiguration. Now arms are growing out of it.
Everybody step back. It's a gazebo.
Two of the windows.
You must face the gazebo alone.
Two of the windows are positioning themselves a little bit higher while the door is positioning lower, breaking apart into a very large log cabin golem.
I've heard about these.
At this point, we're going to do some initiative.
I don't initiative have any
is rolled
syrup.
By the party leader only. You're going to roll a d10. You're going to add your wisdom and your dex modifiers.
Oh, this will be good. I'm at a -3.
Awesome.
4.
Hey,
four does not beat a 9. Given that you're the one charging at it with clearly a hunger in your eyes, it sees this as an attack. So the log cabin golem has decided to smash you.
He said he was going to smash you.
What is your armor class?
Oh, 14.
Ooh, 14 is beat by a 17, and you take 8 points of damage.
Nice.
Smash. It gets a single attack. It is now your party's turn. So in Hammer Crawl, combat goes on side by side, back and forth, and combat flows in a certain order. Movement, any movement happens first, then any missile actions happen, then melee actions happen, then any kind of weird miscellaneous things you want to do, like reconfigure your pack, or maybe draw a nice oil painting, or whatever. And then finally magic happens at the end of the round. So does anybody want to move closer or away? Do so now, or stay where you are.
Well, I'm a magic user with no spells. So, of course, I need to charge right in.
Yes! So, wait, what does it say under your spell list?
What spell list? Is there a spell list? Oh, no, I do. I have light.
He brightly charges.
I'm sorry,
in.
I missed. I didn't realize.
You should
I
have read magic.
I have read magic.
The
too,
most
yeah.
useless spell. Now.
It's a useless spell because I can do read magic without casting it.
Exactly.
It says it right here. So,
ventriloquism.
Yeah, that's helpful. So for all practical purposes, I have no spells.
So you're gonna move. You're gonna move forward and engage.
That's right.
What about the rest of you?
I will do the same.
I've been engaged before. I didn't like it.
All right.
I'm going to move to him, though.
Gotcha. Anybody going to take any kind of ranged attacks? shooting a bow, throwing an axe.
Catapult's broken, or else I'd mount it and bring myself forward.
But. Melee attacks. Let's do them. Again, what you want to do is roll a d20 standard to attack. Your damage is equal to your hit die. Now, some of you do a little bit more, might have like a special ability written down. I think the only one who fits under that category would be the half ogre. Oh, you've taken damage.
I was waiting. I didn't want to overspeak.
Okay. No, we need to do that now.
Oh, yeah.
So half ogres, when they take damage, they have a chance of going berserk and attacking a list of targets in order, the last of them being their friends. So the top of that would be the closest enemy, which is this one. But yeah. First, let's see if you go berserk. It has a rule there. You need to make a mind save, I believe. Just go ahead and roll a d20. Okay. Plus your mind mod.
All right, so according to this, I have to hold my staff with both hands and say some sort of catchphrase. So the catchphrase then, of course, is, die, please.
Please. you need to be get a 12 or higher.
No, I rolled a 5. Yeah.
Excellent. You are now in a murderous rage. That means you're actually going to be super awesome.
So I just yell out, you're not bacon.
I got a 13 to attack.
Half ogres get 2 attack dice.
Oh, sorry. He's up next.
And you're. Those are not good rolls there.
No. They're not.
No, good rolls.
No, they seem just fine.
5 and a 6.
Five and a six.
You're going to need a 12 or higher to hit this thing.
Thank you.
I believe in you.
Anybody else?
I don't. I'm undecided.
Missy.
She said put on a sweater.
That's right.
I will take my net. I'm going to attempt to net the cabin golem.
That sounds like a wise idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a 6 wisdom. I'm brilliant.
Awesome.
I got a 19. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
It says special. But I'm assuming they'll do maybe some
that
damage.
That means it is nets do an entangling effect.
I've entangled the cabin golem.
But this cabin golem is significantly larger than you. So instead of an entangling, it's simply going to be slowed down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see if that actually helps you out in a minute. Yeah. But good job. It did not manage to dodge your net. Anybody else going to make a melee attack?
Yeah, I did a 13.
And you rolled to smack it?
Yes.
All right. How much damage?
4.
Nice.
I maxed out. Who's nice?
Good job. Well done. Well done. Yeah. And I believe magic is happening.
Yes. I'm going to cure him a little.
All right. And cure light wounds, I believe, is 1d6 plus 2. Ooh.
That would be 7.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
Very good. All right. Go ahead and roll initiative again for the next round of combat.
You owe me a quarter of your life now.
The wood golem roars. It's a big old fireplace. Emits more of a bacon smell. It's delicious.
Oh.
You're very sad. And there's the bacon. It's not there.
Oh, nice.
9.
Is it filled with
it's
pig?
Minus 4. Yeah, right. Minus 3, I think. Yeah.
So 6.
The wood golem goes first.
Of course.
Rah! And because the entire group is wailing about, it's going to do a swipe attack and try and get everyone. Fortunately, you are just far enough to not be hit by this.
I remembered that from
that
before.
Would be oh, that was a cocked die. Jesus Christ. That was going to be an 18, a 17, and an armor class of 4. So I don't
4.
I don't.
Yay, I have a 13.
All right, cool.
I'm not dead yet.
I think what about the dwarf? Round.
Oh, yeah. I'm 14.
No, you know, I made it past the first round. Magic user with no spells.
I have a 14. So
you both take 4 damage.
Ow. That would kill me.
Whatever.
that's all it does. It's crashing and wailing and. I don't think. Well, fortunately, you're not inside of it yet. If you were, that would be bad.
Yeah. How much more damage could I possibly
And it's your turn. Is anybody moving closer or away? You know?
I'm just going to keep attacking it. Okay. Like they're on it.
All right, let's just go ahead and roll your melee attacks down the line. We'll start with the wizard.
I actually realized
die.
Because I forgot that
please.
I have a hammer. A hammer to throw. A throwing hammer.
Okay, you can also hit with a throwing hammer, though, you know.
But it's, you know, a throwing hammer.
But then it's gone.
Nah.
All right, what you got down there?
I rolled a 4.
You rolled a 4? Four is unfortunately not going to hit.
It's not.
Yeah. I mean,
why not?
It's less than 12.
I want it to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Use my hand X, and that's a 10.
Do you have a melee attack modifier under your combat?
On my combat. Oh, I have 2. Yeah, I that's 12.
12 is exactly what you need to hit.
Awesome. So I do 8 points. Jesus. I feel very impressive.
Okay, 8 cleaves into it quite mightily. Nice. This wood wasn't the best wood. And it's been out here in the rain, rotting for a while. No one's been taking care of this wood golem. Perhaps it needs some tender love. But, you know. Good one. Berserker.
You're not bacon still.
That is 11.
Yet you get 2 dice. Nice. Yep.
So confused.
Did you want to step back and chuck that
yes.
hammer? Okay. And throw now you have the opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
You're going to throw that hammer?
I'm going to hammer in the morning. 19.
19 will hit. Oh,
wow. That would be hammering in the 3 evening
points.
Then.
3 points.
No, I threw it. Now I can't hammer in the evening.
Unfortunately.
It's gone.
It is. It clunks against the side of it. It is still not quite fallen, but you think, I mean, the hammer actually smashes clear through.
Yeah, you think yeah. it would be not resistant to that at all, hammering with log cabin.
Yeah, no.
With
no,
a hammer.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys.
Just waiting for that. Thank you.
Missy, roll again for what might be the last round of combat. All right. Can you beat a 2? Initiative.
Sorry.
I want to just hit it. I don't want to do initiative because it might go first.
Did you beat a 2?
No. Yes.
Yay!
Barely.
All right. Doing a quick check. Does anybody want to do a ranged attack?
I lost my hammer.
Okay. Well, let's do melee then. Once again, down the line, we'll start with the wizard.
Die, please. 14.
How much damage did you do?
Ooh, 1 point.
That is still not enough, unfortunately. Oh. But you do knock a nail loose and a plank falls off.
Oh, cool.
All right, leader.
Souvenir.
With my hand axe, I got a 16.
A 16.
And I do 5.
5 damage. Please tell me how you end the log cabin golem.
Nice.
I chop it into kindling. And I don't like fire, so I'm not going to start it. So that's it.
Homewrecker!
All right. Continuing the combat round.
That's your new title.
Berserker, your Missy enemies are now dead, but there's other targets still around you. So would you like to try and make a mind save?
I think I should.
To break out
I
of it?
I think I should. Yeah.
All right.
This will go well.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What'd you get?
17.
Oh, yeah. That's going to break out of it.
So 18. Yeah.
Fantastic. If successful, you spin the round panting and you break out of it.
Whoa, that was intense. I want to thank you all for supporting me.
You're welcome.
Man, it's hard to go through that, but I'm glad to have you guys here.
You owe me.
Can I get a group hug? Come on, bring it in.
Of course.
Bring it in. Right around the cabin. Come on, guys.
Yes.
All right.
You owe me a quarter life debt. For that healing?
Yeah, here's one of my healing potions, and I drink another one.
Okay, yeah, drinking one of those healing potions. Again, it's D6 plus 2.
Perfect.
Do you think we need to go back to town and get some therapy because of the trauma that we've endured seeing this cabin golem?
I need my sock.
Killed right in front of us.
Yeah, I think we need to speak openly about our feelings.
I think we do.
I need my sock.
I know you want your sock, but
we have to keep going
with Dr. Brubaker. You know, we went through this, you and your sock thing. I just think I have some emotions that I'm bringing to this. I know you're bringing some emotions.
Now, to be fair, we all agreed that we really wanted to help her get her sock.
Anything
back.
We did, and yeah,
you know, we agreed
anything
to that.
To escape the therapy group.
I don't want to break trust like we did before, That's right. Missy, and not that I'm holding resentment or anything. It's look at her foot.
Yeah.
I blame you, Missy. I mean, I shouldn't have said that. The doctor said I can't say that anymore. I feel like when you talk to me that way, Missy,
please,
that
God,
it brings me down.
Slug God, please kill me now.
Your level, like we should work together to maybe work on. Oh my God, her foot. What's growing on that?
I don't know.
Okay, we need to get her
that
socks.
Far.
There is an opening. I'm going to move the wreckage of the wood golem. There are a lot of skeletons, bits of corpses of adventurers who have actually managed to make it inside and then get devoured by the wood golem. There is actually the remnants of what was once a nice little living room, if you were into the concept of bone furniture and flesh pillows.
Like I am.
Oh, I see.
No bacon? No bacon, unfortunately.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Nope. I pick up
However,
my net.
There is a hole in the ground into a stone pit.
Oh.
Belinda, is your sock down there?
I don't remember.
All right.
There was a hole involved, though, so maybe.
All right.
It might have been the sock. It might have been this pit. I'm not sure. I'm old.
I will take my rope.
I've heard what you said, Belinda.
Yes.
I'm going to stake it in the ground.
Let it sit in, and I'm going to
go down
it back to you.
Again, I must escape.
Please, all right, so the party moves
I don't remember
forward.
What I
yes,
said.
Yes,
the party
moves
in your sock,
well, at
is
least
what I've heard.
The dwarf does.
We all follow the dwarf. We all move together.
Oh, and everybody, for surviving that and for venturing forth, you each gain 3 experience points.
Yeah. Ooh. Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Has anyone actually ever made it to second level?
Many times. You only need 20 to get to second level.
Oh, 20. Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool. This isn't going to happen.
Or maybe it's
time. And he says it with
40.
A straight face.
I think it's 20. It's been a while. I know.
It changes
a lot, damn it.
It counts like a rabbit. One too many.
Just don't worry about it.
Too many, yeah.
You won't get that many.
So is it dark down this hole?
It is a dark hole in the ground.
I will cast my one semi-useful spell. Light.
Read magic.
Light is good. Light lasts an hour, I believe, so that's 6 turns.
Way okay. more than we're going to live.
So, light keeper.
Way longer than I'll be alive.
Someone Sounds essentially good. Has a torch lit.
Yep.
I've got a light spell. You don't need a torch.
We have to keep track of it like a torch. No.
But it's not a torch.
It's not a torch.
It's my one spell.
So every time we go through this... You're being pedantic, and we went through how that makes
how
you
deep
feel
the hole is. I'm
the last
in.
Session.
He's Aloysius. Aloysius.
Set up the rope next time.
I understand. I'm only 16.
Remember, you're supposed to use I statements only.
I feel that when you are pedantic. Okay, that's, again, I'm using blame language, and I really want to apologize.
I accept your apology.
I blame myself. A lot. Usually with whiskey.
Wait. If you blame
Sometimes
yourself a lot.
Sometimes Everclear. But a lot.
Is it always your fault then?
Oh, absolutely. I make choices to stay with all of you.
Yes. Okay, so you're climbing down first.
So absolutely. What you're saying
what
is that you choose
order,
to be
what
with
us. What's the general party move, marching order?
I'm always
real
going
slow.
First.
I'm real slow.
I thought I was always first. Because I'm the girl. Doesn't the girl always go first?
Only into elevators?
And to basements, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
And disused laboratories.
So dwarf goes first. Who goes second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
Then
the half-ogre, and then find the wizard or the cleric.
Wait up.
No, we're going down.
No, it takes me a while to move that far.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going down.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, the pit drops down about 20 feet, and the light illuminates that there's a pool of water down there.
Ooh, water. Ooh, water. It's a hidden hot spring. Awesome.
There's no warm.
Is my sock
it's
in
not
it?
Warm water. However, the smell of bacon does persist.
Somebody turned off the hot water in the hot spring.
Bacon. Did you guys smell that again?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're climbing down.
I'm old.
You're hanging above a pool of water. You shine the light down. You don't see anything but water in either direction. So essentially, you would have to drop down into the water.
Into the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, this would go well.
Uh-huh.
Or other prepositions involving water. Under the water. Within the water.
You carry the water.
on top of the water.
With what shall I fetch it? All right. Why not? I'll just drop into the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
You drop into the water. Do you by chance have a background in being an athletic swimmer or the skill in it?
No.
Okay. What kind of armor are you wearing?
Well, I'm guessing it's heavy. But no. Mine's under my armor. Yours is under your armor.
Very true.
It's splint mail.
Splint mail. Great. Yeah. You drop like a stone into the water. It's a good,
under the water.
It's a good 10-foot drop. And then, I take that back. Your rope dangles all the way to the water. So you can basically climb into it.
Yeah, I can climb into the doom. Yeah.
That's when you sink.
It drops about 5 feet deep.
I'm guessing my maximum height of 4'6" is 6 feet too short.
You're a little bit too short. Yeah. So you drop into the water and it comes just below your head or just above your head. And you need to get moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's falling in on top of the dwarf? Who's coming in next? Okay. The 16-year-old.
I'm behind the dwarf. Yeah.
Stupid teenagers. Yes. Just coming on in to the dungeon. Right. Like they belong there. You know.
Hey, we have a swimming pool back in the castle, so it's no big deal.
Okay.
I will just start moving.
All right. I'll pick a random direction.
I'm good at jumping.
All right.
So I'm going to do the, jumping. All dwarves are taught how to jump in deep water.
Is that a fact?
Yes. Absolutely. And I will now try to do this the entire session.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a chance of pulling that off. This is a little bit of a stretch.
What?
Only 6 inches, though.
Dwarf unfortunately can't stretch that far. Yeah. So I'm going to have you roll a d20 and we're going to add your strength mod to it. You just tell me what you get.
Well, I got a 6. That's good, right?
That's not that good. You're hopping and you're getting a little bit of air, but you're starting as you gasp a little too soon and some water's coming in. And as I discovered at the beginning of this podcast, you can't breathe water.
Says you.
Yeah. That's the lesson for this episode.
You can't breathe water.
I'm going to try to hold his head up above water.
Okay, I'm curious, 16-year-old wizard, what is your strength?
My strength? My strength's 11. That's 2 points higher than average. I'm really strong for a girl.
With some assistance and some focus, you can kind of hold the dwarf up a little bit. Yeah. However, that dwarf is wearing splint mail and is probably bristling with weapons.
Oh.
You need to get to dry land soon.
Okay.
Do you guys just pick a random direction and walk that way?
Yeah.
Okay. make a luck save.
Ooh.
See if you make it in the right direction.
I rolled a natural 20.
That's fantastic.
I rolled a 10, but I'm underwater half the time, so I have huzzah for the natural 20.
Not 10 strides, 10 sluggish, waterlogged strides away. You find steps leading up out of this pool of water.
Awesome.
Onto a bit of a carved stone shore, looking into this pool as if the pool is probably some kind of a bathing, who knows?
I'll help my servant dwarf up onto the stairs.
And the two of you are easily able to follow suit. I'm assuming it takes you a little while because you're special.
I filled my tankard of air so I could sip from it as I go underwater.
Like the end of Strange Brew.
Does that work?
Totes.
Hey, I worked in the movies.
I will allow it.
Nice.
Everyone write that down. It works.
It works.
Missy, the leader, homewrecker, it works.
Magic.
On the other side, yes. Once you all come up and get onto the shore, you find that it's about 20 by 20 stone, kind of a low ceiling. Dwarf, you're quite comfortable here. This reminds you of home. Half over, you're kind of having to duck. Yeah. And It's making you just a little frustrated, I guess. Not quite as frustrated as the stomping clank of the skeletons that are coming up the single passageway that leads into this pool room.
Oh,
clank, okay. Clank, 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 clank. There are a significant.
Sound like that wasn't them. Expected in the.
Are any of them familiar to me?
Dungeon of Necromantic Democracy. Yes.
Wait, what party are they of?
They are wearing motley clothing.
They're a crew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Motley, as in Jester's Motley. So there are 10 of them, all dressed like jesters.
Oh, no, they're independents.
Keep coming with those jokes, man.
You do not recognize you don't see your sock on any of them, but it does strike a note of familiarity. You remember a troop of jesters while you were down here that was trying to act their way out of the dungeon? Doesn't look like they succeeded.
It wasn't as funny as you'd think.
Were they method actors?
Yeah,
method
actors.
Mimes. Yeah. Yeah. They are coming two by two up the passageway leading into this room that comes from deeper in the dungeon, and they do not appear to be friendly.
Do any of them have bacon?
No.
They don't smell like bacon?
They don't smell like bacon. So far, you do not see the source of the bacon smell.
So apparently, they're keeping me from the bacon.
They are keeping you from the bacon.
I will charge them with my stuff. Right.
Since you're moving towards them before they have gotten close enough to initiate combat, you're going to get a surprise action.
Yes.
Go ahead and make a attack roll with your D4 damage.
All right.
That must be surprising.
I got a 16 and 2 on the damage die.
These things have an armor class of 11.
Ooh.
With a 2.
Oh, yes, my catchphrase. Sorry. I apologize. die, please.
One of them is like, we're already dead.
Well, thank you.
That is, you crash one of its bones off and it gets caught in its little motley garb and starts jingling with the rest of its bells. And now we're going to roll some initiative. Party leader, once again, D10. Ooh. Tell me if you beat 6.
Yeah, 4.
Support does not beat a 6.
I would like a second opinion.
Fortunately, the passage is being blocked by a teenager. That teenager is going to be the target of their attacks. The two in the front are coming around. Oh, one of them slashes that it's got like a hand that's got like a thumb and two dangly fingers, and it tries to bash you with it. And then it gets caught in your clothing, giving you an opportunity to attack it back.
Oh, goody.
Ooh, nice.
Die, please. Natural 20.
Nice.
Nice.
and to make it more fun. Yes.
The way natural 20s work in combat in this game is you get a choice.
Okay.
You can either just do double whatever your damage roll is, all of it.
All right.
Or you can create a cool thing, like a cool effect, like a momentary advantage of some kind, or not that kind of cool, but I like the way you think.
Not that cool.
Within reason of the situation.
Well, since I am a princess, I order them to stop.
Make a luck save.
Yeah.
14.
Your commanding presence causes the batch of skeletons to stop in their tracks, and they actually kind of creak their heads slowly, do that Harryhausen nod to each other. There's a little bit of quack happening. They're pausing for a moment,
okay,
as if they are confused. You are not sure how long this moment of confusion will last. The rest of them take no action this round.
Is there any way to get around them?
You'd have to, excuse me, push through them. It's your turn.
Aloysius.
Yeah?
Try to squeeze by them.
Or, secondarily, like you've always wanted, dwarf bowling.
Oh, shit. But not again.
There's 10 of them. Look at them lined up that way.
So we talked about this, about my rage in the last meeting we had. And,
you just need consent.
So, Missy, here's what I'd like to do. And I would like your permission to engage in the action of picking you up and throwing you very hard at the skeletons. Now, I understand this puts you in an awkward position, and I wouldn't want to make you feel unsafe or unloved, but I feel as a family, we should address this openly and honestly.
DM's note, one round of combat is now passed. Now we're in the second one.
Wait, can I cast some magic before that happens?
Now we're in the second round. The skeletons are continuing to not act. You can continue the conversation. Did you want to take a magical action?
I would like to, if Missy seems like she will agree to this action, I'm going to cast Protection from Evil on her.
I'll agree to the Protection from Evil, absolutely.
That sounds like consent to me.
That's not what I meant.
Yes, clearly.
I grab Missy and...
Oh, dear.
Throw her.
Hold on.
Yeah. As hard as I possibly can with all the rage and say, you're not my mother! And I really wanted to get that off my chest. Thank you all for listening.
Off your chest. To me.
We love you, Aloysius.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I feel that love.
I'm the one being tossed. And this cretin gets all the love. Really.
And we support your life choices.
Strike! What did I do wrong?
So, grabbing and bullying my friend Missy, who's given her consent into
and is
these skeletons.
Okay,
and
this so is going to be an attack roll then. And as a half ogre, you get two attacks.
Right. Yeah.
First one, I get close, like, no. And I rub her head again. And I'm like,
do the tippy-toe thing.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yes,
that's
19.
A good 19. Roll. And you have a bonus. Melee bonus. This would technically be a ranged bonus.
Ooh.
Plus one.
That makes it a 20, my friend.
Nice.
You're not my mother.
How much damage does a thrown dwarf do?
I ask myself that all the time.
I'm more worried about the.
Roll your. Fuck. Roll your hit die.
Okay.
Roll it twice and take the better of the two.
Hmm.
No, really. A D12?
It's a D10.
A D10?
Yeah.
Does the protection from evil help at all?
The protection of evil means that the dwarf has a penalty to be attacked.
Six.
Six? Mm-hmm. And do you have a damage bonus from strength?
Yes, I should be plus one.
So seven.
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 This is not going to end well.
Tuck and roll.
It's probably skeletons that kills you. It stops the end. Grab the mage and pick up the spare.
Nice. Give that man an experience point. All right. Tell me how you kill 9 of the 10 skeletons.
With the bloody corpse of the dwarf.
With all the rage from our group therapy, the last 3 years of group therapy, all the demeaning words she has ever used and all the compromising positions she's put me in her life is funneled into one throw as I bounce her off the wall in between each skeleton. You know when the bumpers come up in a bowling alley? I'm bumpering the fuck out of Missy.
Yeah. What we don't know is half ogre, the other half is dwarf.
Yeah.
She is his mom.
Okay, and Missy, I need you to make a body save, or you're also going to take that much damage.
Oh, you don't say.
Make it. Oh, that'll make it.
That's a 19.
A 19, great. You only take 2 points of damage.
Oh, excellent.
Wow.
As good as that felt, I'm seeing that she's okay, I just kind of under my breath say, I'm slightly disappointed.
We'll have more. Okay, we'll have more.
Protected from evil, you're startled when the skeleton that has been reconsidering its position in
only
life,
now I'm startled,
decides upon its new course of projection. And you are the first obstacle on its new life. this new life of murdering a party of adventurers. And it's going to try and kill you.
It won't take much.
That's correct. Ah, there we go. Well, 15 hit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 6 points of damage as it smacks at you. Oh.
What weapon is the skeleton using?
A stubby cartilagey wrist.
How really?
It's actually, it's broken off, so it like pierces you with the two bony bits that I don't know the names of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as this skeleton impales me on the radius, it's actually not even the radius. It's just the ulna, the weakest bone in the arm. Gross. Goes through my eye and out the back of my head.
With taking the eye with it.
Yeah. Perfect dwarf eye. On
and
the
now
eye.
I'm not disappointed.
and
how much damage to your occipital lobe?
I turn it slightly and say, Rose Fire.
Nice.
And die.
One down.
Let's hear a great huzzah for our dead adventurer. Where is your character sheet?
Right here.
Please take your character sheet and see the Reaper. Doctor, may I have a random number?
Dear Reaper, be sure to give both the stamps.
I tried really hard to die.
You tried so hard to die.
And now I have to leave, and I'm still alive.
Jim, Hammersmith, I need a quick death scene for the con chair.
Does the con chair need to leave as well?
Pick up the spare. Yes, can you pick up the spare?
Leave.
Describe it to me.
Pick up the spare.
The thumb hole that's been pushed through her brain fits perfectly with my thumb as I rip her head from her body. This is the last time you ever call me stupid.
Take out the skeleton, though, too.
I just take her head clean off.
And the skeleton.
Oh, and the skeleton, too. You know, just as a side note.
So, okay, you just killed the teenager?
On accident.
Yeah. Write a name at the top.
With all the rage of having a little sister who picks on you unmercifully. Her princess syndrome has really gotten to me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, nice. I love it when the party kills each other.
Please let me know when you want your new victims. I mean, adventurers.
Go ahead and set them up with characters and we'll resolve this situation here. So,
may I see the hand of 1406?
I'm 1406. I get to play two people.
Yay.
May I see the hand of 213?
Woo! Nice.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please let us know. You can send us your feedback via the link in the show notes. And of course, we always appreciate reviews on iTunes and other platforms. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher and check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. And don't forget to check out the official game rules and ever-evolving World Bible on GitHub. Just search for Hammer Crawl. We've got links there to all of the randomizers that we use, too. Our opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the excellent dungeon synth artist Irang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. And if you want to help us pay the bills, check out our Patreon campaign and also our Pinecast tip jar. Both linked within the show notes. Your contributions are unnecessary, but very much appreciated, because the Hammer Crawl podcast and role-playing game are labors of passion and love that will always be free. Your Hammer Crawl lesson of the day is, one does not simply mime one's way out of a dungeon.